Welcome back to A Fresh Story, the podcast where we have conversations about brave decisions to start over again. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Jenny. And we're so glad you're here today.
Hello, hello, sister.
Hello there, Luli.
Well, for people that are not watching us on Zoom, which is everybody, Jenny and I are currently down the hall from each other for the first time in...
I don't know if anybody could tell that, though. Like, our spaces look quite different.
For the first time in a long time, we're in the same space under the same roof. Jenny is... Where are you, Jenny?
I'm down the hall from you.
No, I know, but you're back. I'm in New York. That's what I was trying to get you to say.
I'm back. I'm in New York. I landed on December 23rd. It is, at the moment of recording, December 26th. I've been here for 4 days, and frankly, I'm ready to leave again. No,
yeah, she's yawning, so we clearly...
I got my COVID shot and my flu shot today, so I'm not feeling great, but I'm up to podcasting, but I'm back. Olivia and I have not lived under the same roof for more than we did it for 2 weeks before I left for my trip. But we haven't done this since, I don't know, when did you move in with your ex-husband, Olivia? 2011? Moved in together. Oh, early 2009.
Yeah, December 2009.
Late 2009.
Crap,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Olivia and I haven't lived under the same roof for more than 2 weeks, which we only did that one time. For over a decade. And now she's got these two small gentlemen that live with
follow
her.
Me everywhere.
Her children.
Yeah. We've had a lot of new listeners, and we're so grateful. And, you know, we are so excited. We are fully booked for interviews through January and into February.
Yeah.
So we're pumped about that and bringing all these
amazing
stories.
But we're also podcast addicts.
We are podcast
We're addicted to podcasting.
So. Mostly me.
Yeah.
That's all I can think about. Plus running the business. So we thought it would be really fun.
Podcasting first.
Yeah. To introduce ourselves in kind of a new way, because we have a lot of people who are tuning in for the first time, you know, from maybe our guests' platforms or right. A lot of new listeners from Twitter. So, you know, we decided let's kind of interview each other and put each other in the hot seat a little bit in a way that is fun and not, you know, I know the first two episodes of the podcast were our personal stories, but our fresh starts. But this is a little bit, I think, more about who we are. And I don't know, maybe people can relate to us in a different way from what we're going to share tonight. What do you think?
I agree. I think that maybe we should tell them like a little bit just in like four sentences or less, like who we are and why we do this podcast.
Well, we're going to start with Jenny because I'm the bossy big sister and I'm going to interview her first.
Let's be honest. It's really because on the episode where we talked about our careers, I went second and I knew that people were going to fall off after the first of after Olivia's because as the second daughter, as Olivia Dryden's little sister my whole life, I felt a little bitter about it. And I expressed that to my sister because, you know, I'm good at that. My therapist, Christine, will tell you that. And I can communicate that to my sister, and I let her know that it made me feel a little second fiddle to go second and have people lose interest in my story.
Which, well, like, I wasn't going to say
nothing,
it.
But
you
were going to say what?
The whole thing that you just said. I was just going to say I'm interviewing you first, but you went into the whole dramatic retelling of it. So... So Jenny,
I mean, I think people
start,
like the details.
Let's start with some basics. What is your full name?
Genevieve Dryden, but I go by Jenny because our mom wanted a baby named Jenny, so she backed into the name with Genevieve.
And what don't you have?
A middle name.
Yeah, she doesn't have a middle name.
Yeah,
are you better about that
name. No, I don't think it's one of the things I'm bitter about.
There's other, we'll get to the other things.
There's plenty of other things that I'm bitter about,
so
things that I won't say on camera.
And she's never gone by anything but Jenny. I mean,
pretty much,
Jenny.
No. I mean, very few people call me Genevieve. My partner calls me Genevieve, a couple of friends, but most of the time I'm Jenny. I've been Jenny my whole life.
I call you Jay. In four sentences, tell us your life story. Who are you?
I am... a sister and a friend and an aunt and a partner And I like for people to, if when people walk away from me, I want them to feel that I am warm and capable. And I have gotten really good at quitting things in life. I believe my superpower is knowing when to leave a party. And I believe that most scenarios in life are a party in one way or another. I was engaged and now I'm not engaged to that person anymore. And that was a big like life lesson for me. And that was sort of the impetus of us starting Fresh Starts, which is why I mentioned it. I fell in love with somebody who lives in Scotland and I'll be working my way back to him soon. And I think that's everything.
Well, we covered a lot in the career episode and things like that. I mean, you went to New York University.
I went you were asking I gave you like a medical school answer.
I wanted more of like a bio.
Pause. Okay, pause. I'll give you a different answer.
Okay, let's start this again. Tell us who you are in 4 sentences. I loved who you were in that bio, but I think I'm just the
Okay. I'm a lovely
She can't do it, guys.
No,
let me do it for you.
No, shut up. Cut. I grew up on Long Island. I went to private school. I went to NYU. I worked in tech for a long time, lived in Queens for a while. I ended up going freelance. I have 2 nephews that I'm obsessed with. And I am very good at quitting things. I believe that it's my superpower is knowing when to leave a party. And I believe everything is a party. So I will always let you know if I think it's time for you to quit. I believe in quitting without a plan, but it always works out. I trust the universe. And I am, I write essays and poetry, and I am really bad at music, but I love it. Like I am appreciative of it, but I can't play it for anything. And I think that's everything about me. Most of it.
She is a beautiful poet. She's been writing poetry for many
years. Oh, and I like to bake things.
She
like
does. She is a great baker. Mm-hmm. Yep. And she's an amazing sister, as I'm sure people know. So in the tradition of growing up watching very early Bravo television, isn't it Bravo? Mm-hmm. Right? It was a Bravo.
Yeah.
We're going to turn to our muse, James Lipton, and ask you some questions.
Our momentary muse. He was great on Arrested Development.
Yeah. So from Inside the Actor's Studio. And then we also are going to ask some questions that I put together too.
I don't know what they are. I'm going to be surprised by them.
Oh, you will be. Okay. So I'm going to put my best James Lipton voice on and cross my legs.
It's okay. You don't need to. No, you don't need to do that. I don't think he crosses legs. That's very stock still, straight up.
I'm all okay.
You can cross your legs. Sorry. It's okay. I don't need to be controlling.
No, goes back to calling me like a dog. Okay. What is your favorite word?
I know my favorite curse word.
We're not there yet.
My favorite word is probably surrender. Right now, I'm like I'm all about the surrender to the universe.
Surrender.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
If I spent so many years trying to sort of like control and like make things go a way that I needed them to go, and now I just surrender and let the universe unfold the way that it's supposed to.
I love that. What is your least favorite word?
Masticate.
Ooh,
I don't like the way it sounds.
No, it's not a great word. No, I agree. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
Like people that are willing to be vulnerable. Vulnerability turns me on, like, because I think in vulnerability you can find a lot of beauty and excitement, and it's only through vulnerability that you can truly be excited, because you can't be invulnerable and have great joy. So vulnerability.
Ooh, that was a good bomb. That was a good one.
Thanks.
B-O-M-B, not B-A-L-M. What turns you off?
People that aren't able to access their emotions.
Yeah.
Because again, it's like, I don't know what else life is about if it's not about the things that you feel and the way that you feel for people.
Yeah. True. What is your favorite curse word?
Well, I'm going to say fuck on this podcast.
Okay.
I feel comfortable with that.
Okay, we'll just go with
it. The thing about fuck is it's got a great mouthfeel.
It does. It really does.
But it's like satisfying to say. And when you're angry, it's satisfying. When you're excited, it's like, it is very, it's like very flexible as far as the curse word goes.
It is.
It's, yeah, there are some that are like angry or scarier, but like fuck just really like it works in any situation.
It serves a lot of purposes.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. What sound or noise do you love?
The sound when I've made somebody laugh. Mm. Like the sound of their laughter when I've made somebody laugh.
I love that. What sound or noise do you hate?
Yeah. Other people. Yeah, you hate chewing.
You always hated chewing.
It's certain people too. It's like certain people and not others. But the people who's chewing, I can't handle. It's very hard for me. I have to like remove myself from the situation because on me. It's not on them.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I really would have wanted to be a potter. I think
we talked about this in the other episode.
I know. I love clay and I never gave myself the chance. And I think I would have really enjoyed that. I would have liked to be a casting director.
You'd be very good at that. What profession would you not like to do?
I really don't think I would like to be in like a lawyer. I had a lot of people telling me that I should be a lawyer growing up.
Yeah.
Or that I could do that. I think, you know, the professions that I think I could be capable at, but I wouldn't be happy at, feel scarier to me than like, I'm not going to be a football player. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to do that, but like,
she definitely wouldn't. I'm going to say this like James Lipton. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
That I made people feel safe around me and that I made them feel like I could take care of things and take care of myself. Because I always want, when I walk away from somebody, for them to think that I'm warm and capable. Because I think capability is intelligence applied. So,
Capability is intelligence applied. I love that. Mm-hmm. That's an aha moment there. I love that.
Yeah, I've been thinking that for a long time.
I love that. Okay, so now for some of my questions.
Okay, Olivia Howell questions.
Olivia Dresden Howell questions. So, favorite movie?
And this outside can be, the actor studio.
This is outside the actor studio. This is inside the podcast studio. Jenny. Oh my gosh.
And by podcast studio, we do mean bedrooms in our childhood home.
Yeah, but nobody needs to know that except everybody listening to this right now. Okay, favorite movie. Favorite movie.
Because we're vulnerable.
By the way, I want nothing more in life than to have inside jokes with our podcast listeners. Right?
Okay, well, let's start one right now. Are you all ready?
Inside the podcast studio of our childhood bedrooms on Long Island. Okay.
A hullabaloo for me and you, too. Okay, that will be the first show.
Okay. So, favorite movie, and it can be, like, of all time or currently. I'll accept either one.
That's fair.
Or a movie that, like, impacted you.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Heartburn is definitely one of them. It's top 10 for sure. Did I steal yours?
By the way, we asked our mother this question today, and her immediate response was two movies that she said she cried most at, which I guess that makes Shawshank Redemption.
Schindler's List. Schindler's List.
Oh, Schindler's List.
No, right. Schindler's List. And Notebook. I was just like, I didn't even know you've seen those movies, Mom. Like,
my point is that
sitting down, she showed us Heartburn.
Right, but like that's what a favorite movie meant to her, is things that like brought her to tears.
Yeah. Lots of things bring me to tears. So,
what's a comedy that you love?
Oh, that I could like watch over. I mean, we grew up on Billy Madison.
We did.
Like we watched Billy Madison a lot growing up, and I still love that movie, and I think about it.
You love Adam Sandler.
I really like Billy Madison, and I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I'm like, oh, this movie. I don't know. I talk about Love and Mercy a lot for somebody that doesn't like, I love that movie. Yeah. And then I just watched something from Tiffany's on the plane, and I thought that was very good. But that's just a new movie that I watched. But I would say Heartburn, because Heartburn is sad and funny and quotable and has Catherine O'Hara in it, and obviously Meryl Streep and Jack Nicholson. It's a great cast. Yeah. And it's a Nora Ephron movie.
Okay, what about a musician that you love or that moves you?
Well, I think you know the answer to this. You could answer this question.
It's Thomas. No. I thought that's what you were going to say.
I mean, yes, but I was going to say Leonard Cohen.
I know. Leonard Cohen.
Yes. Leonard Cohen and Thomas, my partner, are both musicians that I love and that move me. But yeah, Leonard Cohen has been a big one for me for a long time. John Prine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting Thomas introduced me to Nick Cave, who mm-hmm. I love. And I also really been digging The National.
When Jenny had her apartment and I used to go work over there, she'd have this playlist of men's voices that, and I love all these musicians, but hearing them on repeat, and I was like, what are we listening to?
It was like Radiohead. Oh, it was, God. I'll tell you, it was Radiohead, Tom Waits, Nick Cave, Leonard Cohen.
It was like a drone.
Like on repeat. Oy. On repeat. It's just, well, somebody once said to me, this guy that I was working with, I had a playlist on it, and this is before I was a Thomas, this is a long time ago when I was working BlizzCon, and he was like, are you okay? And I was like, why? Yeah, I'm great. And he was like, your music is really sad. And I was like, what are you talking about? It's not sad. And I was like, listen to this song, it's called Suzanne, it's a beautiful song, it's not sad. Marianne by Leonard Cohen, these aren't sad. He was like, they sound really depressing. And then when I was with Thomas this summer and he was out, he was playing music, people would come up to him, they'd be like, do you know any happy songs? Because he covers a lot of Leonard Cohen. And what,
you have a wide variety of music you love, though. I mean,
yes, I do. Yeah, yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing right now. I mean, I also love Rhett Miller and the old 97s and
Jenny Lewis. You're a huge Jenny Lewis fan.
Oh, Rilo Kiley and Jenny. Yeah, yeah, Jenny Lewis, I'd say The Voyager by Jenny Lewis is my favorite album of all time. Oh, okay. And Paul Simon. I was obsessed with Bob Dylan when I was in high school.
You were. It got weird.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of weird. I found a ticket stub today from 2005 when I went to go see Rhett Miller. I have no memory of that.
And Bob, what's his name you love?
Bob Schneider.
Bob Schneider.
I'm the only Bob Schneider fan. We'll tag him. Pretty sure. Oh, well, don't tag him in that.
And the other one, Jason Mraz. You love Jason Mraz.
I do love Jason Mraz. I'm not super proud of that, so I really appreciate you bringing that up.
Sorry.
it's okay. But I do really enjoy Jason Mraz. I think that was the first concert we ever went to without parents. And then I also I really enjoy Lizzo. Mm-hmm. And
I do too.
Robin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I have a variety of musical tastes.
If there's one, I think I
have exceptional good musical taste. Yeah.
You do. If there's one song you could listen to on repeat for like days on end, what would it be?
It's Hold On by Wilson Phillips. And I have listened to it.
Yes, we know.
On repeat for days on end.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, I can't explain it. It just works for my brain chemistry. Yeah. And then also One of the Guys by Jenny Lewis.
Mm.
What's it called? I can't remember exactly what the song is.
Yeah.
Oh, or Portia for Foxes by Rilo Kiley. Mm-hmm. Woof.
Yeah. Yeah. Does He Love You?
Yeah, a man, me and Jim. Like, honestly, early Rilo Kiley, yeah, very, amazing. Very, yeah.
What, do you have a favorite Beatles song? That was an off-the-cuff question. I just figured out.
Yeah, that was off-the-cuff. When you asked me that immediately, But I Love Her, is that the song? Is that what the name is?
Yeah.
That came to mind. I used to really love Lady Madonna. I was going to say, as a Long Island girl, like, you have to say, you know, obviously Billy Joel.
Billy. I thought you were going to say Lindsay Lohan.
Fellow
Billy Joel. Girl. Obviously Billy Joel.
Yeah, Billy Joel.
Do you have a favorite Billy Joel song? Maybe I should have asked that.
I think You May Be Right is my favorite Billy Joel song now. It's so good.
How about a favorite Paul Simon song?
I'm sorry. My favorite Billy Joel song was actually probably not a Billy Joel song, though. It's a Bob Dylan song, which is To Make You Feel My Love.
Do you have a favorite Paul Simon song?
Hearts and Bones.
So good. So good.
Or She Moves On.
Oh gosh, that's great. I had Graceland. Yeah. Graceland is one of my favorite albums of all time. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna take a turn to your favorite topic here. Can you guess what it is?
Is it food?
It is food, yes. Ding ding ding. what is your all time favorite food?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches, yeah.
Is that not the question? Sandwiches. Oh, but if I could create a perfect
what's your perfect what
I
sandwich?
Want right now? It wouldn't be a sandwich. It would be a piece of pita bread with hummus from Piraeus / the Mediterranean Snack Bar
mm-hmm.
and some tahini And then with spinach casserole from Praia, a little bit of gyro meat, tomato, and some cucumber. And that would be really, I would like to eat that right now.
We're going to take, I want to explain, like, so, because we're going to tag them in this. Praia, which used to be Mediterranean Snack Bar.
The Mediterranean Snack Bar.
The Med. Yeah. It's in Huntington, and where we, mm-hmm. our family has grown up for generations. And our great-grandparents used to go there. And then our grandparents took us, and our parents took us. So we've been going to the Med, which is now Perea.
Yeah.
For our entire life.
Closed, what, like, yeah. They closed like 2019, I think.
Yeah, I had it on my Facebook memories. Yeah.
Me too. Just in December. And I cried, and we were there in the last day.
We went to the last
meal. And then,
yeah. We went,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah, yeah, we went to the last day, and I cried, and I made the whole dining room cry. Because it's really like, it's its own Greek food. I lived in Astoria. I've never really found Greek food exactly like it. And it's really distinctive. And so we were so excited when another family opened back up in different names, same space, same menu.
Yeah.
And we're very grateful that they're there. And I haven't been yet since I've been
back. I was
going
to say, should we get it tomorrow?
maybe.
So
but
good.
Then other than that, like, I really like pub food. I'm always a big fan of pub food. I love fries. I love a burger. I love chicken fingers, like things like that. Conversely, I really like caviar. So
Jenny was the first person I've seen to dip chicken fingers in syrup.
I learned it from Elizabeth Schwartzberg.
Shout out to Elizabeth.
Well,
it's delicious. I taught my kids how to do it.
It's
so
great.
I love that. Okay. What about snack food? What is your favorite snack food?
I really like kettle corn right now.
Yeah.
I also really am into olives at the moment. I think I like salty. I'm in a place right now where I like savory over sweet, or like rich. Like
when,
I like citrus over rich.
When you broke up with your fiance back in the day, Jenny went through this phase where she couldn't take a bite of food without putting hot sauce on it. Every single bite. Yeah. It was impressive.
Hot sauce.
It was impressive.
Yeah. Which it's funny because then I went to Scotland and Thomas puts chilies in pretty much everything. So I like spicy food. What can I say?
Jenny and I grew up watching Nick at Night religiously. We knew all the theme songs. We knew everything. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite Nick at Night show?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Who could turn the world on?
I mean, you want to talk about, what'd you say?
She could turn the world on with her smile.
We want to talk about Mary Tyler Moore. Like, I watched it before my breakup, and it's funny because it's about a woman that couldn't get a man to marry her. Mm-hmm. Like, she put him through med school in that show, and he wouldn't propose to her. And then she goes and she lives on her own, and she has such a full, rich life. And I definitely feel like Mary Tyler Moore set me up for 30 Rock and Parks and Recreation, which set me up to believe that your boss gives a shit about you, and he doesn't. Mm. And that's the reality, because like Lou cared so much about Mary.
Do you have any last things that you want to tell us about you? Yeah.
I'm obsessed with my nephews.
She's also an amazing illustrator.
Oh yeah.
You are an amazing illustrator. She draws beautifully. That's something I cannot do. She's also really good at math. Fun listener fact is when I have to do my son's math homework with him, I typically call Jenny to teach it to me first. And then he'll come over and go, why did you do that? I can do this myself. But she has a brain unlike mine. She is very, very smart when it comes to math and engineering and mechanics. And
thank you, ma'am.
She also runs the business. I just say a lot of things. But I mean, you really
Olivia and I have really different skill sets. And I think that's what makes it work together. I think we've always had really different skill sets. So it's never felt, people always ask like if we've ever had a sibling rivalry.
Yeah.
And we haven't because we've always like really taken on different roles. And I think that that's what's really amazing. And we always give room for each other and sort of like embrace each other in that way. You know, I think it's hard because you know, we've both sort of were the older sister in a lot of ways. I feel we take on that role at different points and we do that for each other. And I'm grateful for that because I'm going to get emotional, but like there are times when I feel like I need my sister.
Yeah.
And then there are times like I've never felt like a traditional little sister to you. No. I've always felt like it's more like, you know, two that we're kind of just like, we rise to the occasion when the other one needs it.
I think a lot of that, I mean, I once read a book about sibling placement and families, and it was saying that almost everybody is like a first in some capacity in your family, right? So like, I was the first child, but I was sick when I was born, right? So you were the first child that was born who was not sick. And so in a lot of ways, you were like the older one in some ways.
I also
think
the fact that I'm like, I don't have ADHD, like, which I definitely think like, your ADHD masters in a lot of ways as a child. I think between your heart stuff and the ADHD that we didn't know for almost 40 years, you were incredibly anxious.
Very anxious.
And I think, and like you had a lot of like self-limiting thoughts and ideas, and I just don't have that.
Well, I appreciate you sharing about you. We've gotten a lot of people have responded to your episode saying that your famous line of it doesn't have to be bad. What did you say? It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be bad to not be good.
It doesn't have to be bad to not be good. People have really resonated with that. So if you haven't listened to Jenny's episode, it is episode 2. So go back and listen to that. I appreciate you sharing. So we're going to take a quick break.
I appreciate you asking.
And we'll be right back to talk about me. And please keep listening, because as we found out, when people take breaks, they often don't. Back.
I'm sure they'll stay to listen about you. Don't worry. That's the bitterness of the second child. Don't worry. They'll stay to listen about you.
We'll be right back.
When Olivia and I were kids, we were, speaking of best favorite movies, we were obsessed with this movie called Bye Bye Love because we didn't know any other divorced kids.
Paul Reiser.
Well, we weren't divorced. We didn't know any other kids families, of divorce. Right. And it was a movie with Paul Reiser and Randy Quaid and Matthew Modine
and
dads.
Rob Reiner.
Matthew Modine and Rob Reiner was the director, and he played a radio DJ that talked about divorce.
Yep.
And I really do think that shaped a lot of our personality.
It did. Yeah. And we're back.
Wanting to be on radio.
Yeah.
And we're back. And we're back.
And I was on radio.
So now I'm going to be asking Olivia questions now. And so we're going to start with Olivia. Can you just tell me a little bit about yourself? 4 sentences or less or more. I don't really care.
Sure. I'm Olivia March Dreisen Howell. I added the Dreisen back in. Though legally, I'm Olivia Howell. And you know what? Yep. I'm going to give a little piece of advice to anybody listening to this podcast. Don't get rid of your maiden name. Just don't do it. Add the married name. That's fine. Kids should have their mother's maiden name in their name somehow. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, I am a mother of 2, a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old, which is crazy. It's almost 10. And I'm a marketing expert and a podcaster, business owner, two-time founder. I was a teacher for many years. I've always been an entrepreneur. And I love connection and people. I love interviewing people, love talking to people. And I really love helping people. I feel like my life plan is to make this world a better place. And I'm a congenital heart defect person. I was born with a heart defect. I had open heart surgery when I was 8 months old.
Congenital heart defective.
Person.
Yeah.
I am divorced. I got divorced. Well, I got separated in April 2019. I was married for 8 years to somebody I met on Match.com and learned a lot in that marriage. And I've been to a lot of therapy. I am starting my life coaching certification in February, which I'm very excited about because I truly love helping people through life changes. I'm very action oriented. I lead by intuition and I have a very strong sense of intuition. I can read people's energies very quickly. I am pretty spiritual and woo woo.
I'd say you're more woo than I am.
Yeah, I'm very woo. I'm a Pisces.
I'm woo, you're woo woo.
I'm right. Thank you. Together we're woo woo woo. And I'm a Pisces. I'm born on the Ides of March, which my father always said was just a bad day for Caesar. So I'm a dreamer. You know, I'm really a dreamer, and I'm very blessed to have a co-partner in life of my sister who makes a lot of my dreams come true, which is wild. But I've always been a go-getter, and you know, if something doesn't exist in the world, I want to make it happen. And I truly mm-hmm. believe, like, I want to make things better for people and easier for people. And I think, you know, I'm just really happy to be here because there was a good chance I wasn't going to be here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was diagnosed with ADHD just a couple months ago. I started medication, and it's been life changing because I've always had anxiety, and I wouldn't say depression, but I had anxiety.
Do you feel your anxiety has been alleviated because of the ADHD medication?
My anxiety about nuanced things, you know, like I'm gonna, like, here's a great example. Today we took Wyatt to McDonald's, and I parked in a parking mm-hmm. spot, and then I wanted to move to a closer parking spot to McDonald's, and I did it. And like in the past, I would have been like, oh no, like I have to back up. I have to then go into this very tight parking spot.
Right.
And I just did it. It's like little things like that, you know?
That's amazing. No, that's big, because that's quality of life stuff. Mm-hmm, and that's like makes your life a more enjoyable place to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had to walk further. Because
okay.
Did
this isn't about you.
Carpet.
You had your half of the podcast. I love watercoloring. I love making handmade cards, which we've done our whole life. I used to quilt a lot. I have donated hundreds of quilts to Project Linus.
You were recognized by our town for your work with Project Linus.
I love to sew. I grew up quilting and sewing. It's how I did a lot of my mental health in my teens was through quilting, actually.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of myself because I have had quite a bit of emotional abuse, whether in the form of bullying or relationships through my life. And she's going to get her lip balm. Oh, Jenny and her lip balm. That's a whole other story. We'll get into it. We'll get into it another time. I always tell people, like, when they've gone through traumatic things, like, there's two ways you could go, right? You could become somebody that hurts other people, or you could become somebody that helps other people. And I am aggressively helpful to other people, which doesn't, you know, but when I love my people, I love them real hard. And I'm very grateful for the people that love me.
I think Olivia, fine. You and I have both decided that if people are going to think we're weird, they may as well think we're weird and nice.
Oh, I kill people with kindness.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather people be like, it was weird that she was so warm to me, or it was, you know, strange that she said, like, you know, said that thing about, like, you know, holding me in her heart. Like, I'd rather that than people just be like, she's cold, or she's, you know.
No, I just saw that caption. There was a caption by Michelle Obama, who I love. And she was saying that the phrase "we go high" isn't about not paying attention to the things that are happening or not caring or whatever. It's actively choosing to take a different approach, right? And say, like, we don't stoop to that level, like, you know. So that's, you know,
that's me. That was definitely nutshell. More than 5-4 sentences.
It was. I'm a writer. I forgot to say that. I'm a writer. Mm-hmm. I've been writing forever since I was about 4. I knew I wanted
Olivia,
to be a writer.
So I write essays and poetry, and you write more like fiction, would you say? Blog posts and
I'm
copy.
More memoir,
I mean,
style. Well, I do a lot of, I mean, yeah. So like for money for a year, obviously, since we've started the agency, March Lion, which, you know, social media management and strategy, I've been writing copy for hundreds and hundreds of clients, right? So I can basically write in any style,
blog post, copy, everything.
But I think my personal writing tends to be more memoirish and novels. I write fiction novels. I've been writing novels since I was 17.
Okay, so let's get into the questions. So,
okay, James.
I can't remember. Yeah, I'll start with James Lipton questions. Imagine that you're on a stage in a black box theater in front of students.
Okay.
And they care about what you have to say because you're Olivia Howell.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you going to say?
It will happen someday.
Would you interrupt James Lipton? Well, it's probably not going to happen with James Lipton.
Probably not with James Lipton.
Probably not. He's dead. What is your favorite word?
Defenestrate. It is my favorite word.
It's a great word. It's so good.
It's my favorite word. I don't know what to say. I just love it.
For people that maybe didn't study Latin or French, what does it mean?
It means to throw somebody out of a window.
Because mm-hmm. Yeah. Fenestra is window.
So window in Latin.
It's yeah. genius. It's genius.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your least favorite word?
You know the word, I'm going to say my least favorite word is separate, because I can never spell it.
Fair enough. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
Interviewing people. I want to know everything about every
connection.
Literally, the next podcast we launch is going to be just interviewing regular people. I just want to know everything about everybody. Like, I connection. Yeah, connection. And that's my superpower connection. Is connection. That's why I'm the Yenta. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I can feel that.
Yeah.
What turns you off? Boo. Turns you off.
Manipulation.
Mm.
Manipulation. Yeah.
What is your favorite curse word?
You know, here I was thinking about it while you were talking. I love motherfucker, right? I love it.
Motherfucker
but
is pretty good.
Honestly, there's something about goddamn that brings tears to my eyes. Like if you're saying like something that's like I'm just, so goddamn proud of you.
Love damning him.
I'm so goddamn proud of you. Like I love it. Like it brings tears to my eyes. Mm. I don't know.
What noise or sound do you love?
My children talking to each other. Having a conversation
quietly,
yeah. Like you know, like in the morning, sometimes like they'll be in their room talking, and I'll just listen. It's just, it's beautiful. It's
They're really cute, and their relationship is really sweet.
Yeah,
you know, they've always been such sweet brothers to each other. And what noise or sound do you hate?
A baby crying, and the kids know. They even turn it off on when it's on TV. They're like, oh my god, it's very triggering.
Yeah, it's very not a great sound.
It's not
for anybody, but I know it's really bad.
I can't
for
even
you.
Watch the old videos of the kids, like from when they were born, and like they're crying. Ugh, I can't.
Yeah, what profession or other than your own would you have wanted to do?
I really always wanted to be a director of like Broadway shows or movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or on Broadway. Mm-hmm. I really do. I mean, I always want to be on the stage. I will be on stages, but you know.
Do you think that when you say that you want to be a director, it's kind of like a self-limiting belief of like you really wanting to say that you want to be on stage?
I think that there was a element of that my whole life being behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like, I really do want to just be on stage.
What profession would you not like to do?
Yeah. Good question. I would not want to go back to teaching elementary school or you know middle school. I loved it, but I wouldn't want to go back to it.
I don't blame you. That was tough. Yeah. It was tough. It's a tough life being a teacher. Respect to teachers.
So
out there,
much respect. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If heaven exists, what would you like God to say to you when you go through those pearly gates?
I think just like you did it. You know, like you accomplished everything. Yeah. I saw a psychic. I love psychics. And it's one of my things. And I saw a psychic virtually the other day, a couple months ago. And she said, you know, the book is written, like the book on your life is written. And I keep thinking about that because it's like, you know, we all come into this life with a plan. I believe there's a plan. And it helps me personally when things go awry. Or there's a snafu, because I think, well, it's okay, because the book is written, and I know what the end goal is here. So I think you did it.
So now we're getting into inside the podcast studio questions.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys remember from the inside joke from before.
Remember the inside joke, listeners.
Remember the hullabaloo for you, too? That was this. We're creating community here, guys. We need your help. It can't just be us. Olivia and I have been a community of two for too long. Okay. So what is your favorite movie? And like you said to me, it could be a movie now, it could be a movie later, you know, it could be like current or something you go back to. Like, what's your favorite movie?
Well, I have a couple answers for this one. I'm going to also say Heartburn. Heartburn, I could watch a million times and get something new from every single time.
Yes.
Ugh, it's just a very powerful movie. It has Carly Simon doing the soundtrack, which we love Carly. Yeah. We've
also
seen Carly.
To say Jeff Daniels. Jeff Daniels.
It's a great, it's a perfect
movie. It's so good in that. Yeah.
I love The Truman Show. The Truman Show blew my mind. I do. I love because, okay, I could have a whole diatribe. What? I could have a whole fucking diatribe about The Truman Show. The Truman Show predicted what was going to happen with the influencer culture. It literally, it blows my mind to think about. If you have not seen The Truman Show, because it predicted the way we're going to live. And shilling for everything we do. And it's so good. It's about limiting beliefs. It's about generational trauma. It is the perfect movie. the perfect movie.
You love that movie.
I really do. I really do. The Wedding Singer, another one of my favorite. And musical lyrics. And I love Hugh Grant. Notting Hill, I love Hugh Grant. And When Harry Met Sally, I watch pretty much weekly. It's like my go-to to put on before bed. Yeah. So yeah. Those are my favorites. Yeah.
Okay. And who is your favorite musician, my sister?
Well, any OG people listening to this would be, no, it was James Taylor. So I've been to like 15 James Taylor concerts. Huge James Taylor fan. James, we love you. But I also, Paul Simon, favorite. Graceland's one of my all-time favorite albums. John Prine. But I was going to say too, why am I not thinking clearly? Van Morrison. Like, Van Morrison has a piece of my heart that I just, you know, it's he's powerful for me. I listened to a lot of him over and over when I was going through my divorce. I also love Alison Krauss. I also have like a pop side of me though. I've loved Pink for years and years and years. Love Pink's music. And
I think the funniest part about being sisters is the parts where we don't overlap. Oh, you love Alicia Keys.
I love Alicia Keys. And Norah Jones.
Norah Jones. But I like Norah Jones too.
Yeah.
But like The Truman Show, what's it called?
A Walk in the Clouds with Keanu Reeves is one of my favorite movies.
Alicia Silverstone.
We do love Alicia Silverstone.
We both love Alicia Silverstone. By the way, Clueless is a formative movie for both of us.
Yeah.
But like the things that like we don't share are the things that crack me up the most. Cause I'm like Truman Show, A Walk in the Clouds, Alicia Keys.
I love recently. What's her name? Why am I blanking on this?
Megan Trainor.
I love Megan Trainor. I love Lizzo. You know, but I also really love like that we grew up with like 60s and 70s folk music and like the background of our life. So like Mamas and the Papas, I love.
Yeah.
You know. Carly Simon, Carole King
Carole King.
Roaches, right? You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a huge music person. I like putting together playlists is like an act of love for me. I give my friends playlists like a lot for things. So I'm Billy Joel, obviously.
Would you say you have a favorite song right now?
My favorite song of all time.
Okay, let's go.
Do you know it? Do you know what it is?
I think it's probably the Muppet Baby song.
It's not the Muppet Baby song. it's yours.
Song of all time. Sorry.
no, it's really not. It's Bring It On Home to Me.
Van Morrison.
But yeah, but the Van Morrison version. But I have a whole playlist which is every cover. I love every cover of that song.
I know that song that well. It's so funny.
I love it so much. It's like sexy.
Do you want to listen to it while we drive tomorrow? While we go around
my playlist of sure.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I just love it.
What is your favorite food right now?
Right now, or just like ever? My favorite food, I think.
Do you have two answers?
Well, my favorite food, like to like make at home. Is I would say a soft New York bagel with cream cheese and lox and tomato and red onion. But
you assemble that at home. You don't make that. You don't make the bagel.
I don't make the bagel at home. I assemble that at home.
Okay.
My favorite food for if I'm not feeling well is Pareja's lemon chicken soup.
We're wondering if we get a sponsorship.
If I'm depressed or if like when my wisdom teeth were out. Or if I'm sick, that soup is the only thing I'm gonna eat.
I would say, Nick, your favorite like old school TV shows.
Yeah.
Like we said, we watched a lot of Nick at Night growing up.
Dick Van Dyke. Yeah. Dick Van Dyke is Robert Petrie, who comes home, hugs Laura, and accidentally trips over that thing. But sometimes he doesn't do that. He clears the ottoman and accidentally stumbles on the rug. So, yes.
Dick Van Dyke. I want you all to know that the lyrics that she is singing to the Dick Van Dyke show are ones that Nick at Night made up, and we memorized it.
Dick Van Dyke is Robert Petrie, who comes home, hugs Laura, and accidentally
you're singing.
I love the Dick Van Dyke show. I love it. I love their relationship. I love Laura and Rob and Richie, and we love Dick Van Dyke. I was also going to say I love the Brady Bunch. I loved the Brady Bunch growing up. I love the Bob Newhart show. It's so good.
Bob and Emily's relationship,
like
they were child-free by choice before child-free by choice was a thing.
Yeah.
And like they had such a beautiful
relationship. And he was anxious like an anxious person, and he still like managed to help people.
No, I'm going to ask you a question. You have to ask me the question because we didn't answer. Okay. You didn't ask me this question.
Okay. Okay.
Who's your favorite Muppet?
I mean, I love Kermit, but I've been told I have Abby Cadabby energy. I love Kermit. He's the stalwart director of the Muppets. He's a dreamer. You know, he wants mm-hmm. more for himself and mm-hmm. for his friends. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
Who is mine? Well, my favorite Muppet is Animal. I always identified with him. Somebody on Twitter who I will tag said that she also likes Animal because he's a socially awkward extrovert, which I don't know if I feel socially awkward. Mm. I don't know if I am socially awkward. People can chime in.
I don't think you
I'd
are.
Love to hear what you think. And I feel like a super social introvert, and I feel like that's what Animal truly is. And I also used to pound my head on the table and say Animal, Animal, Animal when I was a kid. I think I've always felt a little bit feral. And I think Animal is feral. So I identify
with him. But he's unabashedly feral.
Oh yeah. No shame. I don't feel shame in my feralness either. So I don't. I feel like a very like organic, I think is what I'm trying to say.
That's
what I mean by feral. I feel very organic, and I think Animal feels very organic.
Yeah.
Now I think we can get to the questions that people asked.
Oh yeah. What were the questions people asked?
Well, Peter wrote in, and let me preface who Peter is. Peter is my college boyfriend. Mm-hmm. We dated from the time I was 19 until I was just about 22. Like, we broke up, like, the day before my birthday when I was 22. He was always a very good friend. We were best friends when we were together. We kind of took a break for, like, a decade, but really close now. We have almost weekly conversations.
Yeah.
And he wrote in with a very thoughtful question, what time is it?
We love Peter. I'm trying to get Peter to do a podcast with me.
Peter, you're such a pain in the ass.
We love
Peter. And you'll be so glad that I
mentioned
it. What
crying.
Time is it?
Peter is like a little brother to me. It is 8:57. Yeah.
8:58 now.
Yeah.
And then somebody else wrote in and they were wondering how our personalities differ, which we kind of answered, but do you want to talk more about that?
I mean,
it's hard to quantify.
Yeah.
You know, I think Olivia is like such a dreamer. And Olivia is like what I would call like an anxious dreamer. So like she like lives like half the time. Olivia's never has a foot on this earth. She is head in the clouds, and then like the feet are like under the ground, worried about like the big things. Mm. There's no part of her that sort of exists on this neutral realm.
No.
And I feel like I very much exist on the earth, and I'm walking and you know, it's like kind of all like fine for me, and she's like all the way up here.
Yeah,
and
I
then,
feel
like,
very proud that
very
I can
worried.
Like when you're going through things, I feel very proud when I can like center you.
Yeah, and you're very good at centering me. Like, nobody gives me, like, I often get very sort of, like, I, like, spin out when I spin out.
Right.
And Olivia is one of the few people, Olivia and Thomas sort of, like, get together, and they, like, unknowingly say the same things to me and sort of, like, push me back towards a standing position. So I think that there's that. And then I think to counter Olivia's dreaming, I tend to be very practical, but also very creative, which is a weird combination. You know, I think Olivia is very much like, we should do this. And then, I try not to say no to her.
I appreciate
because
that.
I don't know what it's like to be a twin, but I've only ever known life with you.
Yeah.
And we've done a really good job, I think, at like living our own lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I'm doing my thing and you're so supportive. And
I'm going to just be honest. I did not miss you while you were away.
I didn't miss you either. I didn't miss you either because we were talking so.
Yeah,
it
wasn't like any night that I was like, "Oh, I wish my sister were here." I just.
You were excited for me to come back, which I was actually actively surprised by because, like, I think you may have been putting that on, so I wasn't sad.
I mean, I'm excited to do things with you, but like.
Right.
You know, I love to be with you, and
we're
hang out.
Very connected. We're very connected, and it's almost hard to say how our personalities differ because I feel in a lot of ways like I don't know. It's hard to conceive of myself without you.
You know, we've accomplished some really crazy things because we just take risks. But I think a lot of that goes back to like having that support system in each other.
Having the support of each other and having each other to sort of fall back on has been a huge boon for both of us.
I think, and like I'm thinking about like the fights we've had, which are rare, have been probably one of two things, because one of us wants better for the other one, or we're fearful for the other one, right? Like there's, yeah, you know, which, and we're trying to shake them thing, a little bit. Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Which is, yeah, the same thing. Yeah. That's 100% the fights, every mm-hmm. fight that we've ever had.
And I do
we
think
were
it
two
like
very sensitive children that went through a what's very normal, but at a time when people didn't understand that like children feel all of that.
Oh yeah. What is it like being each other's sister? So Jenny, what is it like being my sister?
Well, first of all, I've lived my whole life as Olivia Dreisen's sister, because yeah, I'm the little sister and we went to the same schools, which was why when I got into her college with a scholarship, I thought that's probably not a good idea. And I'm glad I didn't go.
No, me too.
Because it wasn't the right school for me, but also I would have been Olivia Dreisen's sister. I needed to make my own identity. It didn't last long because I'm still Olivia Dreisen's little sister.
And you did come up like a lot internet to visit my college.
Yeah, I did. But I mean, like on the internet, yeah, I'm still your little sister. Or just sister. People don't really
on
know
the internet.
I think it's been amazing. Also, like when we interviewed Dani, finding out like mm-hmm. how much she has this sort of other life that I didn't know about. I talk about this with Olivia's younger son, Wyatt, because Olivia and West and her older son are kind of alike. They're both dreamers. And Wyatt and I are very much in this world. And I spent so much of my life worried about my sister because she is a dreamer. And she was bullied a lot when we were in high school. And I saw it. And nobody knew what to do, really. The teachers, the school really didn't do anything. The kids that were bullying her were big benefactors to the school.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knew what to do. And I just had to sort of sit and watch. And it was horrifying, like mm-hmm. truly horrifying. And so I worried about her in the world. I worried that people would not be nice to her, that they would, mm-hmm. you know, not treat her well. And I tell Wyatt this because he worries about his brother in the same way,
mm-hmm.
because you guys are such dreamers in the most beautiful way. And it's so funny because I never had to worry. Like, you mm-hmm. have built yourself such a community and you've gathered so many wonderful people to you.
And
but my point is, so what it's like to be Olivia's sister is to be constantly
worried all the time.
No. Well, yeah, concerned, but and like often confused why we need to park so far away, or like, you know, I think the story of my experience with Olivia is learning that she has different ways of doing things, and that I, even though I think I know a better way, and even though I'm trying to help her, I can't convince her to my side because it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
And she doesn't work like that. And I need to really meet her where she is, and where she is actually so great.
Not on
and
this it's, planet. It's,
yeah, but it's not my job to make her meet me where I am. I have to meet her where she is. And she's thriving where she is. And she's going to create such a beautiful, amazing community and life. Olivia kind of moves in silence. You know, she hard launches things. She hard launched both of her kids. You know, and I had no idea the community she had on Twitter until we started sort of tapping into it. And I was like, I looked at Twitter in years, and I was like, you have a lot of followers, and like your tweets do really well. Like, I just had no idea. Yeah. So it's to constantly be amazed, and you know, a lot of goofy dances and a fair amount
jingles.
Of jingles. Yeah. There's constant jingles. Yeah, that's what
constant.
It's like to be Olivia's sister.
Constant.
What is it like to be
jingles.
My sister? Shit, that's gonna be in my head.
See, you know, even though I'm older than you by 2.5 years, I really don't remember life without you. But you are the brave one to me. Like, you know, really, like, you are so brave, and like, you conquer the world, and you're like, I said this before, but like, to me, you're fearless. And like, I remember being 10 years old and looking at you, and I was so homesick and so devastated by our dad, you know, leaving and all these big changes, and you were just like smiling and like totally like, and I think you were suppressing everything and had a fawn reflex, but at the time, you're an innovator. in so many ways. And you're like, the word fearless just comes up every time I think of you. Like, you know, you go into new industries, you know, well, you know, you conquer new things. You left your engagement, you know, with nothing on your back, you know, with nothing except our grandmother's stuff. Yeah. You left your house, you know, and you're also, you have an incredibly powerful intuition. You do not give yourself credit for. And I think that, like, you know, you see things before they're going to happen. You feel things before they're going to happen, and you don't allow yourself credit. And I say this to you all the time, but your love story, I think of, like, with Thomas, like, every single day, because it reminds me of, like, the universe has a plan for us all. And, like, you just don't know what it's going to be. You know, you have foresight. This is about Jenny. Jenny has foresight like no other, and she gets incredibly frustrated when people don't have foresight.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it really bothers you when people don't have a plan, and like, that's,
I hate being part of a bad plan,
right?
Too.
And so I am so grateful that I can come to, I mean, literally, like, I'll call you up and be like, so for the world tour, we're gonna have Lizzo play, and then we're gonna come on stage and sit in leather chairs, and you're like, just send me a note and Slack about it.
Well, the thing is, I've been wrong. Like, I know enough. I've experienced you saying that stuff enough where I'm like,
wait, but this isn't about me. But I'm just saying, like,
right, but I'm not going to be the idiot that says no, because she's going to make it fucking happen.
Yeah, okay. But,
like, that's
but
what
my
I know
point
about
is that I can
say,
but I'm so grateful that you are a believer. Like, even if, you know, you do, you believe. And, like, you are also in our family for many, many years. I would say the peacekeeper, right?
Yeah.
You were the bridge between a lot of relationships, and you kept on, yeah, even when it wasn't really healthy or, you know, easy for you. And I know that was very, very difficult for you, to kind of be that person to hold on to relationships. And you were not treated well by some people in our family. And, you know, people used to make fun of your sensitivity and make fun of you crying. And we had family members who attacked you verbally for things. And, you know, you really stayed true to who you were. And I think that, like, it's amazing. Like, you know, I'm so excited for the world to see who you are, because I know who you are, you know, and I feel like you're slowly coming into that. But it's just like I mean, what did I say the other day? I'm like, I would rather you have 51% of the company. Like, you know, because you are so aware of what's going on. You're so diligent and organized. And, you know, like, we were both very much raised by our grandmother, and we got different parts of her. Right. And so, like, yeah, you know, yeah, you got her, you know, baking skills, but also her mathematical science, you know, yeah, all this stuff, and all her organization, her diligence. And, you know, but you have potential to do such huge things in your brain. And, like, I almost sometimes want to shake you and be like, you could be doing all these, I don't know, just, like, between, like, your science stuff, and your math, but also, like, illustrating, and, like, your art, you're so creative.
But I get to apply that to everything we do at Fresh
Starts.
No,
I know.
And, like,
I
get to apply that to something we're building together. And, like,
no, absolutely.
Starting this thing where we get to help all these people. There's, yeah, I've worked in tech.
Yeah.
I've worked in industries. I've worked for pharma. That's not solving.
No, and
the
I think that
problems.
The thing that we have in common is, like I said, we are aggressively passionate about changing the world for the better. My favorite times in life are when we can look at each other and be like, this is a revolution that's starting, and we have to be the ones that start it.
Well, good news is we're constantly starting revolutions.
Yeah, starting, constantly starting revolutions. Speaking of which, the last question is, what was the aha moment that made us want to start the podcast?
It wasn't an aha moment. It was an aha Donna Bowling.
It was Donna Bowling who looked at us. But I've been wanting to do this for a while. And I know we were putting it off. And a lot of it was my limiting beliefs about the tech. It was about the logistical
and mine
stuff.
Too. Yeah, logistical stuff and how to get it done. And it felt really scary and really big. And, like, I don't know, do you write scripts? Like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And we were on a call with Donna, mm-hmm, and she just said to us, you two have to have a pot. You know, it was interesting too, because speaking of self-limiting beliefs, like, she was like, well, why is Olivia the face of the company? And I was like, I don't know. Just, like, she is.
Yeah.
And she, like, looked at me and she was like, you are also the face of the company, mm-hmm, which was important for me because it is natural for me to take a step back. And I don't really like to take a step back, but it's also natural. And I feel like that's where people expect me. That's where, like, I'm kind of expected as the second sister.
Yeah.
And I think, Donna, I think people assume that when Olivia is the face of the company, that I maybe can't present myself, or, you know, maybe can't speak in,
well,
in public,
maybe
or
because
whatever.
You said you were like Animal.
Yeah, but you know what? People love Animal. And he's true. A Muppet.
He is
he's a
Muppet.
Main Muppet. He's not like, you know,
he is a
Beaker.
Main Muppet. He's a main character
he's
Muppet.
He's not Beaker. I'm just saying, you wouldn't
he
expect
is a main
Beaker
character
to get up on a stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And so Donna said, you guys have to do a podcast. She said, it's going to be the right thing for your business. And we said, but what about all these logistical things? And she said, I fired my podcast team and you can do that too. She said, just do it on your own. And Livy and I will order gear. That is the first thing. Yeah. Usually business cards, but we've stopped ordering business cards.
Yeah. Although I want them again.
Don't need them.
You know, it took off and we're really grateful and proud.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild.
We are.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of those things where whatever it is, we're so grateful to be doing this and having conversations and sharing our story and sharing other people's stories. Yeah. It's really a balm for both of our souls, BALM in that scenario.
There you
and
go.
That is an inside joke. Hullabaloo for you too.
That's the way to end the show. Well, thank you for listening to us. We hope this got you through the liminal week between Christmas and New Year's, where it's weird and you become one with the couch. And you eat a lot of uncomfortable food.
And we are going to get off this podcast and then go
eat
in the hallway and go get dinner together.
But we're very excited for the upcoming year. We have amazing guests coming on with such fantastic stories. We've had such an amazing time meeting all the guests we've had on thus far. So if you haven't listened, go back and take a listen. And we're just so grateful that you're here. And if you...
Yes.
Can please rate, review, and subscribe, because it helps us reach more people and we just are super appreciative of that.
And whoever you are listening, like, reach out. Like, we want to know. We want to know what
questions
you have. We want to know your story. We really started this podcast because we love talking to people. Mm-hmm. So talk to us.
Talk to us. We're talking. Well, we love you all. Thank you for listening to today's story. We're always here and we're proud of you. Until next time, brave one.
A Fresh Story is brought to you by Fresh Starts Registry, the first and only platform for everything you need to start again. You can read the show notes and learn more about today's episode at freshstartsregistry.com/podcast.